The antique hunter's fantasy is to discover something extraordinary, sitting unnoticed in the corner of a shop. That fantasy came true for one young man 30 years ago. The man stumbled on a rosewood cabinet that contained a scientific treasure dating back a century and a half. This week, the cabinet went on display in a New York City museum. NPR's Christopher Joyce has the story.
Alfred Russel Wallace was a globe-trotting British naturalist who, in the mid-1800s, got the idea that living things evolve and diversify by passing on valuable traits to their offspring. Charles Darwin had the same idea and crafted his theory of evolution. Wallace got a pat on the back. According to David Grimaldi of the American Museum of Natural History, fortune and fame eluded Wallace.
He had to really support himself by collecting specimens and selling these to museums, and that supported him when he was in the field in Brazil and in Indonesia and Malaysia. But he kept some of the specimens aside for himself. Beautiful specimens.
Specimens he kept in a rosewood cabinet. Of his own design, the cabinet held 24 drawers full of iridescent butterflies, enormous moths, seashells, and hundreds of beetles. Wallace believed it was the lowliest of creatures that led him and Darwin to the idea of evolution.
They were both beetle hunters, and that gave them an appreciation for diversity and variation.
Fast forward to 1979. The cabinet sits in a modest antique shop in Arlington, Virginia. A young lawyer named Robert Hegestad wanders in looking for Chinese carpets.
And I saw this beetle cabinet behind the counter and asked if it was for sale.
The dealer said yes.
And I said, how much? And he said, $600. And he said, don't you want to see what's inside it? And I said, no, not really.
And the dealer said, you really should. This is no ordinary cabinet.
He described it as belonging to Alfred Russel Wallace. And I, of course, had never heard of Alfred Russel Wallace.
Nonetheless, he bought the cabinet, $100 a month for 6 months.
And then I kind of lost interest and over the years basically used it as a show-and-tell case, you know, at parties.
But eventually, Hegestad read enough about Wallace to get drawn in. He realized the cabinet's value to the history of science. So this week, it goes on display at the museum in New York.
And now I have a great big empty space in my dining room, and I have to go shopping, find something to replace it.
Christopher Joyce, NPR News.